Oh, look, there are people coming. Oh, Carm! That's so sad. Hi, Carm.
Hi, Patty.
Are we on the air?
We are on the air. Do you hear the... You can play the music. Just put it right under there. Right under there. Oh, man! I mean, like, you guys are... It's okay! We can do this! It's not over! Hey, Carm! It is not over!
It is not.
It's baseball in October. This is all bonus round, guys. Come on.
It's like...
It wasn't over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor either.
That's what I'm saying, Harry. It's not over.
What was that video game pole position where you got extended time?
That wasn't a video game. That was a movie.
No, that was a pole position. Great film.
Isn't that a strip club on the South Side? Wait, no?
What happened?
I'm just trying to hang.
True Blue.
It's so not over. I'm with you, Patty.
It's not over. This is, hey.
It is over. But
shut up. I don't say that on the air. Michael, can you remember a single time I've ever told anyone to? I remember the first time I told
you. You look good, Patty. I like the fact you're wearing a Cubs hat and a Cubs shirt, and the Cubs season is not over.
Not over.
Technically, no. It is not over.
I'm
That's
going
true.
To the game tomorrow.
Are you really?
Yes.
Good. We need your
All right.
We need your positive flow in the ballpark.
How are those stands empty in the ninth? I don't care. You're at a playoff game. You know how many people would kill to be there? I would kill you to be there.
As long as you're going to the game tomorrow, you think you could bat a couple times?
Can you pitch out of the bullpen, too?
I've got a bad shoulder. But no, I can take a few swings. Come on, guys.
Well, so what we're dealing with here, I like your attitude. You're talking about a team that's in the NLCS for the third straight year. There's no reason to lambast these guys, even if they go out tomorrow, which hopefully they won't, but I'm betting they will. If that makes any sense.
We're not talking about betting. We're talking about having that get Mazur up and go.
Mazur's already confused by the show. Listen, all I'm saying is if they get swept, which is a great possibility right now, I still think this team is worthy of celebration.
Yes.
Very disappointing.
Oh, my God.
No.
What,
no.
Participation awards? Bite me.
Participation
awards. This is not about participation awards. This isn't like, oh, what a good year. They played so hard. Chris Bryant has steely blue eyes. This is about you've got an opportunity to take out the Dodgers and go back-to-back world championships. That's what this is about.
Anything else
is a failure.
This is about, to me at least, being overmatched in a series, period. And they won the World Series last year. They're in the NLCS 3 years in a row. It was a borderline miracle that they got by the Nationals. And they're just simply not good enough right now.
Well, you know,
there's just no way to look at it other than that. They're getting beat by a better team. Go ahead.
All the pressure in this series and all the pressure in the last series were on the opponents of the Chicago Cubs because the Cubs did not have the best record in baseball this year. They
right?
have proven now that they don't have the best bullpen in baseball either.
I don't know about now. This is proven. It's been proven over and over again this season.
And, you know, again, here's the story. Forget about the bullpen. Forget about the starting pitching. If you don't score more than one run a game,
yes.
you're not going to win games.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. What he's saying, what these guys are saying, True Blue coverage coming up right after this break. More on 720 WG. It's Carm, Andy, and Harry.
And you're staying.
I'm saying. I'm going to hang out over there. I'm going to do all your live reads. I might go do some stair climbing because, honestly, I don't know how much that can take. I can't keep you this chipper on the air.
I know I can't stair climb.
Come on, let's go. More after this on 720 WGN. It's True Blue postgame.
Talking baseball. Klazuski, Campanella, talking baseball.
True Blue, indeed. We are talking baseball. Cubs lose 6-1. It wasn't that close. 3-0. I heard a rumor that in the postgame show that, or in the postgame press conference, that Joe Maddon was saying they're not going to show up tomorrow. They are leaving for Aruba altogether, and they're going to wear pajamas.
Onesies.
They're going onesies to Aruba to not show up tomorrow. Harry.
Guys, what you fail to realize is that the Cubs have the Dodgers right where they want.
Yes, say it. Preach. Tell us why.
Overconfident.
Just a reminder, the True Blue is here till 1 o'clock, and we would love, and I do mean love, to hear from positive, Cub fans, 312-981-7200. Yes?
That's
no?
That's limiting the...
Okay, fine.
From Cub fans. I mean...
From Cub fans. Great. Positive, negative, whatever.
Yeah.
We'd
like to hear from octogenarians that are Virgos or Geminis that had a brother in the war... Mm-hmm. That know one of the Murray brothers, ooh. And that they and you have to like eggs.
Has I want to just ask? Can I ask a simple question? We'll go around the horn here, and we're asking you to 312-981-7200. Is this season a success? Do you give them the old thumbs up? Good job, good effort, way to go. I enjoyed the year. You guys left it all out there. Don't care that you lost to the Dodgers. 312-981-7200. Andy Mazur, you bat leadoff. Has this season, even if it ends tomorrow, has it been a success?
By definition, no season is a success unless you win the championship. But having said that, the fact that they actually got back to the NLCS from the first half of this season, you really can't complain about the result. I mean, right now the Dodgers are a better team. Simple as that.
Harry, your thoughts.
That's painful to hear out loud.
They were below 500 at the All-Star break. And, you know, Andy's right. They came, into the National Series underdogs, and they found a way to win a crazy Game 5. But, you know, if something good happens to you once, you kind of think it's going to happen to you twice. So without like one of my stupid analogies, like, you know, hey, if a girl, you know, kisses you, you know, the first night, you know, you think, So I'm just going to say it was not a success because we set out to win a second world championship and I have an empty feeling.
Let me give you some stats that maybe might perhaps alleviate your empty feeling, Harry. The Cubs have played a major league high 519 games in the regular season and postseason since the start of 2015. No team in baseball has played as many games as the Cubs. Okay, the Dodgers were second at 507. Not a math major, but 519 minus 507. The Cubs played 12 more games in that time span. Okay, Cubs lead the
say you're not a math major.
Cubs lead the majors combined regular season and postseason in victories in that time span. 310. Dodgers are second at 299. Again, not a math major, but that's 11. How about this one? The Cubs have thrown a major league high 4,662 innings. The Detroit Tigers have thrown the fewest 4,295. The point is that they have been grinding and grinding and grinding and winning a world championship, and they're in the NLCS and they're getting their butts beat. But
were the Dodgers not grinding and grinding and grinding and somehow coming up with more runs?
Dodgers have yet to win a World Series, though. And we have.
Okay.
And so that's why I'm trying to be positive here. Hey, Patty, you're not feeling the love
I feel the love. I'm going by your words.
Right, Patty. Patty's correct. I mean, the Dodgers have been grinding. The Hawks have been.
They look good this year.
I'm thinking Hawks. Those stats remind me of the Blackhawks. The Blackhawks have played, you know, since they won their first cup in, 9-10. They have been playing more games than anybody else, more shifts than anybody else.
Shorter summers,
mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, the break is not what everybody else gets. And they find a way up until the last 2 years to be very, you know, competitive deep into the tournament.
Right. And that's all true. But this is like it's harder to do in baseball. Injuries are way more prevalent. And I know that we're supposed to be past like the history of the Cubs, but I can't quite get past the history of the Cubs. Like, nobody ever expected a 3-year run like they're having right now. It's never happened in the history of the franchise unless you want to go back to 06 to 08, and mm-hmm. I really don't want to go back to 06 to 08 in 1906 to 1908. Well, we've never experienced this. I can't be mad at this team. I really can't.
What did I say to you during the last break? I would certainly sign up for the San Francisco Giant plan. Win one every other year.
Yeah, okay. That's a good plan.
And it'll be a very interesting offseason, and they'll have a great chance at it. Let's get a couple calls in here.
Only 3-0, so it's not over.
Right, and it's
technically
not,
it's not over.
Technically, it's not over. We've got Jake Arrieta going tomorrow. They've got Alex Wood. Let's go Cubs.
I've got thoughts on that matchup, too, later.
All right. Ron says you're a positive Cub fan on the board, Ron. Welcome to True Blue on 720 WGN. Go ahead.
How are you guys? How you doing? Good evening. Come on, man. We got one more game.
Ron,
you know, and Yeah, they're going to do it.
Tell us,
come
Ron.
On. Come on.
Ron, they're going to, so hold on, Ron. They're going to win tomorrow. That tomorrow's Wednesday, right?
Correct.
And they're going to win Thursday.
Right.
And they're going
right.
to win
3-2.
Yes.
And then they're going to go to Saturday afternoon, they're going to beat the Dodgers in LA, and then on Sunday
absolutely.
Night they're going to take the whole thing.
We live to play to win away. Supposedly, that's what's happening. Was it over when the Germans bombed?
There you go. There you go.
Ron.
And it ain't over
Ron,
now.
Ron.
Exactly.
Ron.
Yeah.
Hey, Ron,
yeah.
you bring up a
yeah.
good point, too, because, you know, last year, you know, down 3-1 in the World Series, they were not
come
playing
on,
well
guys.
At home. They were not playing well at home at
come
all.
On. We're in Chicago. I mean, there's a karma. It's still there.
Ron.
I mean, you can't give up. Come on.
2004, Big Poppy. And how about the
Dave Roberts stolen base?
Right. How about the center? You know, how about a perfect circle here? Dave yeah. Roberts is the guy, the Dodgers manager, who yeah. stole the base yeah. for the Red Sox to start
that's
that rally
right.
when
that's
they were
right.
down a run in the ninth off Mariano.
Ron.
You have a great show.
Thanks, Ron.
No
thanks,
need
Ron.
To lie.
Ron. Ron's the man. Ron has me. Ticking. I'm in an upward movement now. I feel better. I've
your got vibrations are improving.
The wind is at my back.
Ooh. He went from yoga's downward facing dog to
exactly.
the wind behind him and yeah. looking forward.
And I got to tell you, as we get into news here, I am stunned by the WGN text line right now, 312-981-7200. Quit with the snow job. Yes, the Dodgers are better all around, but how can you deny there's been no effort? I can expect the losses, but at least show up. Okay, 847, you're in. You go there. Carm, second place is the first loser. This season isn't a success. They lost.
Wow. Some harsh words.
Man, I mean, if I got to be Mr. Positive, I'm going to have to be Mr. Positive.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we'll get you there. You get there, you
guys
gotta
commit.
All there.
Yeah. You have to commit.
Exactly.
Harry?
Dude, they're coming back.
Andy?
Dude, they're coming back.
Patty?
Dude, they're coming back.
Dude, they're coming back. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago, WGNRadio.com. Love to hear from Cub fans. 312-981-7200. Are you staying positive? Are you underneath the pillow right now? Do you want to just drown your sorrows with us? We got 1 hour True Blue. True Blue. Our Cubs postgame show on 720 WGN. I'm Mark Carmen. He's Terry Tynowitz. He's Andy Mazur. It's Patty's show. She's here. We're all celebrating a Cubs loss to the Dodgers. 6-1 down, 3-0 in the NLCS.
Who's celebrating?
Well, I am. 312-981.
Why are you celebrating?
It's baseball in October.
Let me tell you why I'm celebrating. We're going to hear from Joe Maddon. Kevin Powell's out of the park. We'll hear from you. 312-981-7200. Ask you a very simple question. Is the season a success even if they don't make the World Series? Let me give you some reasons, Harry.
I really don't like the question.
I know you don't.
And
but
it's also about how does it feel? It doesn't feel like a success.
It feels successful to me.
It's okay. It's a very leading type of question, though.
Yeah, and it's
where am I leading?
It's also
well, I'm
personal.
Just saying because, you know, like I told you before, the ultimate the success is based on winning a championship. But at the same time, like I said, where they came from at the first right. part of the season, 2 games under .500 at the All-Star break, 5.5 games behind the Brewers to win the division is nothing short of miraculous.
Listen, when you give a 6-year-old something to color with and they don't completely color perfectly within the lines, that's success. When you give the Cubs in a 3-year span a World Series and 3 NLCSs, that's success.
But the bar has been set very, very high now.
That's true. And it's in, well, if next year they do worse than they did this year, then that would not be a success. The Cubs are the first defending World Series champions to win their division and win 90 games since the 2009 Philadelphia Phillies win,
yep.
93-69,
mm-hmm.
won the NL East. All right. Besides this year, the Cubs and the 09 Phillies. The only other defending world champion to win their division the following season in the last 15 years. The 0-2 Arizona Diamondbacks, okay? So in the last 15 years, there's two other teams that did what the Cubs did this year. Furthermore, I may tell you...
Yeah, not doing it for me.
Can I just give you one more? Can I give you one more?
Not feeling the excitement.
Yeah, no, you're gonna have to, like, you know, nibble on my ears a little more.
I'll leave you to a little.
How about this? The Cubs are the first defending world champions to even make the playoffs the next season since... The 2012 Cardinals, who didn't win the division, by the way. They only were a wild card winner there.
Thanks to the Nationals.
Okay. So listen, they've had a great year.
Okay,
they're just getting their brains kicked in right now.
It's funny to listen to this because we're so not used to this kind of success that it's we're nitpicking. You know, I mean, we're really nitpicking at things here because when's the last, you know, we've never seen it.
It kind of reminds me of the people in Chicago who are like, you know, 2 weeks ago, oh my God, it's in the 80s. It's so hot.
Uh-huh. When's it going to be cold so I can complain about being cold?
I mean, the city is eight and a half months. It's freezing here. Uh-huh. You know, stop complaining about the fact that it's 80 in September. Yeah. It was cool. That was great that it was 80 in September. I'm just frustrated because we're so close. We can taste it. You know,
we're not anymore, though.
We're not close.
Not anymore. I mean, Sunday we were
start,
closer. Yes, yes.
I mean, it's, you know, I've never been to Hershey, Pennsylvania, but they have an amusement park that's based on chocolate. I mean, you know, it's right there. You know, and I just thought, here the Cubs go. It's the Cubs' time. You know, they're going to find a way to win, and I still think they can win. But man, they have done everything wrong. They haven't hit, mm-hmm. and the walks. They have been so undisciplined, yep. at the plate. They're like me around a cookie jar.
Am I imagining the number? Have they scored only five runs in three games?
I believe that'd be accurate. Anybody math? I can tell you this much.
Yeah,
maybe
she's
it's
right.
Four runs in three games.
Is that good?
Four runs in three games.
If the other team doesn't score four runs, yeah, it's great.
They're having a little bit of trouble. The Cubs have scored 20. Now, what did they score tonight? They had one tonight.
One tonight.
So the Cubs have scored 21 in eight postseason games now. 21 in eight. That's eight times three is.
And nine came in one game.
Right. And nine came in one game. So if you can figure all that out, Mazur.
That'd be 11.
That would be 21.
Oh, 21. 12.
12 in.
20.
Carm's the math major.
Yeah.
That would be 12 in seven games. Less than two per game. Math major, University of Iowa. Go Hawkeyes. 312-981-7200. Love to hear from you. Has the season been a success? There, 847. The Cubs season is definitely a success. We all know from the get-go that repeating is a long shot for any team. Look at how far the Cubs got to the NLCS. One of the final four teams in all of baseball playing in mid-October. Go Cubs!
You're burying the body before it's dead. This person, you know, this team is still, you know, breathing.
That's why you put a bell inside the coffin, just in case.
So
you put a bell inside the coffin?
You put a string to a bell that's outside of the... never mind.
Is that like a Hitchcock thing?
They used to do this in case somebody was buried alive. They would pull on the string and ring the bell, let people know they were still alive.
Did that happen a lot?
apparently, it was in the hopes that might be the case for some people.
708's with you, Harry.
Random moments like during that. True Blue coverage.
Man, if that happened once, it should never happen again.
708 text line's with you. Remember the Super Bowl. If anyone can do that in baseball, it's the Cubs. Don't write them off. What was it? Falcons 28-3.
28-3 going into the fourth quarter, and Tom Terrific put a team on his back.
I want to go around the horn. What will you do if the Cubs come back and win the series? What will you commit to? How far will you go, Harry, Mr. Confidence?
If we could raise $15,000 for charity, I'll walk home from here.
Where
from
do you
WGN.
Live?
I live where Evanston meets Skokie.
How did you get to raising money from if the Cubs would win four in a row?
Because all these guys that do something crazy, they all say. Looking back on it, I wish that I had done something good for charity.
Ah, okay.
So that's where I get it from.
So if you think that we can raise $15,000 for you to walk home to Berwyn?
Not Berwyn. Berwyn is where I used to walk.
Okay.
My first girlfriend was from Berwyn.
Back to Morton Grove?
You've been to my house. You fake rake leaves there.
I did fake rake leaves
there. There was an office pool. And Carmen lost, and he was supposed to come to my house and rake leaves. And you know what he did? He raked two leaves.
That's not true. I raked two leaves. I went to Harry's house, Patty and Andy, and there were more leaves there than there are in the forest. It was unbelievable. And he's like, rake my lawn. I'm like, dude, I will give you the best half hour of my life. And that got about, you know, it was, you know, one quarter of the lawn. And then Wendy came out and did the rest. Which was unfortunate, but I had to go. I had something going on. That's not what we're talking about right now.
Wow.
What are you willing to do,
Carl,
Andy? Yes,
I will commit to not rolling my eyes at you during an entire show.
can't be done.
I would buy a round of pizza for everybody at Marie's Pizza.
Even better.
Oh, good choice.
That's big. 312-988.
We didn't go charitable like Harry.
No.
Just saying. Mm. Although that includes the people that happen to be at Marie's that
day. I felt like I was giving Carm some charity there.
It's true.
Carm, what would you do? Cubs come back and win this thing in 7 games.
Cubs come back and...
So, yeah, it's Sunday night, and the city is up for grabs. We're going back to the second World Series in a row, and Mark Carman says, you know what I'm going to do?
I'll rake all the leaves in your yard, Harry.
No. Come on, bigger. Bigger.
I will wash the windows at Tribune Tower in a...
when you say windows...
In a banana hammock? What?
In your old Cubs starter jacket that you wore last year.
Yes.
You're not wearing this year.
In a vendor's outfit that I still have from my days walking. Yes, that's what I'll do.
And you're not talking about just like the studio windows. You're talking about like going up.
All the way to the top?
Scaffolding.
The office? Like the seventh floor? Are you going to be outside Manley's window?
I was thinking more just the studio because I think liability-wise, I don't think they're putting me on a scaffolding. But I think they would maybe let me do the right here on the old Michigan Avenue in a Cubs thing with some suds and get it going on, and I will do it at night on Patty's show, and we'll
you don't want to know what happens to these windows during my show, so I don't know. I mean,
I've seen
some disinfectant will be necessary.
Carm's gonna do like the sorority car wash. All right.
All by himself.
Bring your car up to Michigan Avenue to put in that little turnaround.
Hey, get some more suds on that tank top.
All right. True Blue continuing. 312-981-7200. Is the season a success? And what would you do differently tomorrow? Put that out there to you. What would you do differently if you're Joe Maddon trying to get one win? All it takes is one. Mm-hmm. You get one win. Somehow, some way, things can miraculously change. You just got to get one.
Is it too late to get another relief pitcher?
Because you can't win two in a row without winning the first.
That's exactly right. That's why we're on this show right now.
I am now a math major as well.
Yep. I don't know if it's too late to get a relief pitcher, but you could put Tommy La Stella at short center and let the Dodgers hit it off a tee.
La Stella in short center, Dodgers
like
T. Mm-hmm. We're on fire here. 720 WGN.
Sends one deep to left. That is way back. And goodbye.
That made it 1-0. Bottom of the first. Kyle Schwarber in the 2-hole. I liked it. And they didn't score the rest of the night. 312-981-7200. True Blue, that's the phone line, that's the text line. Love to hear from you. Love to hear some optimism. I'm looking at StubHub right now, guys. Yeah. There are 14,980 people viewing tomorrow's game. That is 14,980 optimistic people, and they're seeing ticket prices go to the floor. You can get in cheapest seat right now, or the best value they list is $100 for a bleacher seat. Harry, I hope you sold your tickets for tomorrow.
I was wondering how much money the World Series tickets were going to fetch.
Yes.
Pricing it? Okay, good.
So, are you still, after that quick timeout, are you still staying positive over there?
Yes, I'm staying positive, and it's a new lineup tomorrow, and I think against a left-handed pitcher, you won't see Zobrist, you won't see Schwarber, but you're going to have some other guys out there, and I would flip-flop Bryant and Rizzo. I'd have Rizzo hit in front of Bryant tomorrow night. Your offense has been stagnant. Your offense has been, it needs to be resuscitated. It needs someone to come and pound the chest.
Ooh.
We need a resuscitation. You're exactly right. Maybe it'll be Kevin Powell who we can send down into the clubhouse and get something done. KP, welcome to the show live at Wrigley Field. Anything that we need to know out of that Cubs clubhouse? I know that Albert Almora via Twitter is confident that the Cubs are going to give the Dodgers everything they can handle.
Yeah, I mean, of course, we got a lot of that stereotypical stuff. Anthony Rizzo said it's game by game. They all just said they're focused on the next game. I asked a handful of them if there's fatigue, if they're running out of gas, how much that 5-game series with Washington has played a role into this. Kyle Schwarber shot me down. He wasn't going to go down that road, but Addison Russell did say, yeah, there's some fatigue. Nobody's played more baseball over the past few seasons than the Cubs. That's including regular and postseason games. I really, really think that the Cubs – going 5 games with Washington last series and the Dodgers sweeping the Diamondbacks has absolutely played a role into this series. The Cubs aren't using it as an excuse But guys, come on. We've all seen the same thing. They look worn out. They look like they've run out of gas here. And particularly the bullpen. And Kyle Hendricks was sort of like, you know, we're not fatigued, but last series you could tell it was pretty taxing on our bullpen. And Russell sort of said the same thing. And
are they playing a different number of games than other teams than like the Dodgers? Are they? I'm just trying to catch up with this, Kevin. That somehow their get up and go has got up and left because they had a different grind than any other team.
It's very good Aerosmith reference.
Yeah, I think that it actually has played a huge role playing more games because, and especially the way those games went down, those were a lot of high leverage moments. You had to use most of your bullpen where the Dodgers pretty much cruised through that first series. So, yeah, I think it's played a role in it. Like I said, most of them weren't making excuses or anything like that, but I think that going 5 with Washington has played a role in this. I really do.
Okay, KP, for me, the turning point of the game tonight was when the string bean slinger walks Yu Darvish with the bases loaded. Darvish was standing in front of the batter's box for the first pitch. He had no intention of swinging, and Carl Edwards Jr. just walked him. It was horrible. What the heck has happened to the rock-steady Carl Edwards Jr. in this postseason?
Yeah, well, it was a horrible managerial decision by Dave Roberts to have Yu Darvish hit at that particular moment, and then Carl Edwards battles him out. I don't know. I think Carl Edwards is fatigued. I do. I don't know how much you can trust him anyways. He just doesn't really have that consistent command that you need out of the bullpen. I do think Carl Edwards is a little worn out, but that was inexcusable. He walks Darvish on 4 pitches, and then the following batter, he strikes the guy out with 3 pitches. So that's baseball. But there's nobody in that bullpen you can really rely on right now except for Davis. And who knows what that situation is with Davis. Is he tired? Does he have something going on with his arm? Does he not want to be overused in the postseason like Aroldis Chapman was last year?
There's
a lot of questions with the bullpen.
This is how crazy the bullpens have become in the playoffs. Yu Darvish was brought into the Dodgers organization to be a starting pitcher in the playoffs. He had a 2-run lead. He absolutely should have hit. You know, they had Granderson on deck, but I would have hit Darvish. I didn't think it was a bad move at all to let Darvish hit. He was dominating Cub hitters. And it's the nature now that people wait for these great starting pitchers, these high-paid starting pitchers to get pulled, and some relief pitcher who's making like $12 an hour comes in, you know, with the game on the line.
Well, relief pitchers nowadays are making a little bit more. If you saw what Jansen got in the offseason from the Dodgers, contracts were handed out. The right move there is to have Granderson hit. It paid off for the Dodgers, but there's no question in that moment you have an actual hitter hit in that moment in a tight game with runners on base. It paid off for the Dodgers, but it was a very weird moment. I don't know how you walk a pitcher with 4 pitches. It was just, I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Well, the Wade Davis thing is easy to figure out. It's a 7-out save in game 5, and he's an older guy, and the arm just hasn't bounced back. I think he's probably ready for a save situation. But my question more focuses on tomorrow's starting pitcher in Jake Arrieta. And is there a concern, I guess, going into this game, which could end the season if it's a loss, and how far Jake can go into a game?
Well, he said today that the hamstring thing is absolutely in his past. It's really not something he's thinking about. So, you know, Rizzo said it. He said, we need a huge game from Jake. There's no question. They need Arrieta to go deep in this game. But it's sort of been the story with Arrieta now for the past year or so, or even more, that his pitch count gets high early in games, and he hasn't been able to pitch that deep into games like he did in the past. So they're going to need something special out of Arrieta. They're going to have to pull some sort of miracle off tomorrow and the rest of the series if they can extend it.
No doubt about it. KP, we'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Thanks for jumping on.
All right, guys. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
Kevin Powell out at Wrigley Field. We do need to take a quick timeout. Then we will get to you, 312-981-7200. Are they done? What would you do if you're Madden tomorrow? Is the season a success? What do you remember about this year? Are you with Harry that it's not over?
You got to stop talking about it in the past tense. This isn't one of your relationships.
That's not nice. I'm going to have to recover from that. 720 WGN.
Bryant trying to keep him close at third. Taylor, and that one's on the ground to Rizzo. Coming home is Taylor. The throw is right on Rizzo in and out of the glove like a flash.
That was one of the better plays on the night. Anthony Rizzo is just a phenomenal defensive first baseman, and even getting better. I've never seen a guy play the sacrifice bunt better. He creeps in. He's like a cat. He knows which way the guy's going to angle it, who's ever at the plate. He can get all the way to the third baseline and throw you out. He's really, and it allows Chris Bryant to stay back. He's incredible.
The only other guy that I saw that was as good in the recent vintage is a guy basically riding the pine with the Dodgers now because of Cody Bellinger, and that was Adrian Gonzalez.
Yeah.
You don't think of your first baseman, especially left-handed, of the guys that have the arm to play the position? But Adrian, in his younger days when he was with the Padres and I had a chance to cover him there, pretty darn good. And I think Rizzo picked up a couple of things.
It's another great point, too. Like, his arm, he's on the money every time.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Time.
He has a great arm.
Bellinger made an incredible stop today on Schwarber's second at bat. And the announcers were saying, oh, this guy's got to win a gold glove. Not in this league.
No.
Now, as long as 44 is out there, I don't think so. Do you know how hard our guy Joe Romano is working now to find positive Cub highlights to come out of the commercial break with?
Man's incredible.
Oh my God.
There was that one catch, and then that out at home.
You know, the text line's reacting here, and so are you, I think, Patty, about the Cubs being tired. And here's some quotes from Chris Bryant coming out of the Cubs clubhouse. I wouldn't say emotionally or mentally, Bryant said, but I think physically, yeah. Obviously, some guys are tired. It's been a really long year. We've had some long days and stuff like that. But you only notice that before and after the game. During the game, there's so much adrenaline cheering that you don't really notice it. But then you sit down after the game and you're like, I feel pretty tired and beat. And then you've got to get ready to do it all over again the next day. So I do.
So tomorrow's going to be terrible. I mean, they had a day off, and they're still, I mean, I'm just saying, that does not bode well. That's fine. It's all good. They still can do it. Hopefully the Dodgers are tired, too.
Michael Heidemann, do you have the Madden quote that he does not want to call a team meeting? Because there's some people asking, maybe you call a team meeting or sit them all down. Tell them that, hey, it's not over. Guys, let's buck up. And
where's the magician?
And get it on. Here, let's hear Joe Madden about not calling a team meeting.
No, I don't go out of my normal patterns. I have three meetings during the season, one in spring training, one at the All-Star break, and one before the first playoff game. We've done that the last 3 years. There's nothing inspirational I could possibly say that's going to make a difference. We just got to go out and play our normal game tomorrow. The biggest difference between that series and this one, the weather's much better. I mean, between now and that Mets series, you would really... there's no, you know, from our hitting perspective, we have good weather to hit in, and I really anticipate, hopefully, that we're going to come out stronger tomorrow at the plate.
No reason to call a meeting. If these guys are not ready to play by now, after having gone through what they went through last year and the year before that, there's nothing that he can say that could possibly be any more inspirational than, a couple of base hits in a row.
Guys, I really believe in you.
I mean, it's... I know there are people that will take that the wrong way. He's not saying that, you know, he doesn't care 6,000%. All he's saying is every guy in that dugout, every guy in that clubhouse,
they know,
wants to win.
Yeah,
they know what's at stake.
Do they have somebody who can give a speech or can rile them up? Or
it's up to the players at this point.
Yeah, it's
really up to the leadership of the players. Wow. And it comes down to Rizzo, and it comes down to those guys that are vocal and respected in the clubhouse, because it's their clubhouse. They're the ones that police it.
I completely agree. It has to come from Jason Hayward. You want to give another speech? Let's go. Anthony Rizzo, you want to step up?
Absolutely.
Let's go. Here, by the way, Rizzo's not tired.
We have a beautiful life playing baseball, and you got to keep that in perspective. So if you want to try to get mentally tired, you got to put the big picture in perspective and realize what we're doing on a daily basis.
So there you go. But now he's going big picture, which is interesting, but he's right. You have the greatest life ever.
Mm-hmm.
You earned it, by the way, to get there. Yeah. I don't like when people say, they have the greatest. Hey, man, they have worked their life and polished
the buses,
skill to get there. It takes a lot.
Look at where we are this week. Who would have thought that the Bears would score more than the Cubs?
Ouch.
Wow.
Ouch.
Trapinski.
Wilson Contreras also took a ball off his arm tonight on another time when...
Crossed up.
When he was crossed up. I don't get that part, but he supposedly got a bruise, and the Cubs expect him to play tomorrow. 312-981-7200. We've been asking, is the season a success? Real quick before we go to the phones, what's up, Andy?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just reading some Twitter stuff here from the clubhouse, too. Ben Zobrist insisting that quote, "We were there just as much as any other game mentally. There was no letdown. Physically, there was no letdown." So he's denying that they're tired, and you know, he's one of those guys that's a leader in the clubhouse.
Brian says they're tired. Rizzo says no. Zobra says no. Maybe they should have a little bit of a something-something with the players.
Yeah. The players are the ones that got to take control of this whole thing. It's past the time for Joe Maddon to say anything.
All right. Sean, you're optimistic. It says on the board here. What's up, Sean? Welcome to WGN, our True Blue post-game show. Go ahead.
Hello, Mark. Thank you. You're the psychic, because I'm sitting here outside of Michigan Avenue, the Cubs store, and next is the Bulls thing. And what we learned from Jordan said his dad taught him was be optimistic about everything. And I read a book once on psychology, and they covered the Mets during the Keith Hernandez days, and it was all about optimism. So the dugout, the fans, one sign, one word, optimism, and keep that moment by moment, and that could turn it around.
All right. Thank you, Sean. Appreciate you.
Man, he is going to be the first in line tomorrow when those stores open.
Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as like
optimism is important,
the energy in the park, you know, they went nuts tonight when Kyle Schwarber hit the ball, you know, homered in the second at bat of the game. Second at bat being after Ben Zobrist, his first at bat. And then Andre Ethier hit a home run in the top of the second, and it was like the play didn't even happen.
It was all the fans were on Ethier.
It was dead. It was unbelievable. It was completely dead. It just sailed through the night, hit off the board in right field, and nobody said anything. He ran around the bases. The guy I was sitting next to was like, "Did he just hit a home run?" "Yes, he did. He just hit a home run. It's 1-1," and no one reacted.
That doesn't sound like a guy in the press box, by the way.
It was not a guy in the press box. Yes, I was moving around tonight, Harry.
How about the lineup tonight that was used by Dave Roberts?
I mean, it was interesting, right?
You got Chase Utley. You got Andre Ethier, I think, if I read this correctly or heard this correctly, had less than 50 at-bats the entire year this year because of injuries.
I was like, when did Andre Ethier reappear on the team?
Yeah, and I didn't even realize he was still on the roster.
And think about how good the Dodgers have been without Gonzalez and out Ethier.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
The Dodgers have been the best team in baseball all season long, and it's continuing in the series.
And they're doing without Kyle Seager.
That's true, too. You know, Zips, remember Zips, that analytical formula thing? That those things drive me nuts. But Zips said this was a 50-50 series after Seager got hurt.
Yeah.
Zips
and
was
now,
wrong.
Now, I was going to say.
Zips, mm-hmm. 0 for Zips. Bob, what's up, man? Welcome to WGN. Go ahead.
Good. How about yourself, guys?
We're great, Bob.
Patty, did you make a mention of Marie's Pizza?
Yes, that's where we watch a lot of the games.
Isn't that off the air?
Oh, on Lawrence Avenue there?
Over there, on Lawrence Avenue, yep, in the Mayfair.
Yeah, my family went there for like 40 years for pizza. I was just kind of surprised that you brought that up. They've been there forever.
That's why I go there to watch the Cubs games, because my father passed away in 2001. It was one of his favorite pizza joints, so when I go there to watch the ball games, I feel like I'm watching it with my dad.
Bob, we're on the radio.
That's the coolest thing I've heard since we've been on, though.
That's great. What did you call for, Bob? Love you.
That was not nice, Karen, by the way.
I understand. I gotta
He's antsy.
Trying to keep the show moving here, Bobbo.
Teddy doesn't do that to me. Anyways, what I would do to get the Cubs...
It's not the way Mommy makes French toast.
Karen needs his optimism to be buoyed. He needs more of the positive input there, taxi driver Bob.
What do you got, Bob? I love you.
He's been very abrasive to me lately. What I would do to motivate the Cubs into winning would be I promise not to cut off any Uber drivers for 24 hours.
Liar.
We're all making our pledges.
Do it, Bob. Love you. Get her done. Love that, man. Moving along. George, welcome to 720 WGN. What's up, George?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I'll make it quick.
Yeah.
My phone's going to work. You know, it's really easy to get caught up in the World Series hangover. But you got to understand, man, a lot of teams packed up and went home a month ago. You know what I mean? So even if you don't win, even if you get knocked out, even if it's a 4-0 loss in the second or third round, you can't. That's not bad. That's better than 80%. It's definitely a success. I mean, I'm not a Cubs fan. I actually can't stand the Cubs. But I respect good baseball. And I mean, this year was a successful year. Let's face it; they made it longer than a lot of other people did. So I would say it's a successful year for the Cubs.
Thanks, George. Appreciate you. And I would agree. I also would point out that if they don't win the World Series next year, I'm going to be incredibly ticked.
Wow!
Got to win it next year.
How?
Carm, they can win it this year.
Harry,
Here's the thing. If they don't got it this year, I don't see it getting better next year unless there are a lot of changes that are made.
And Carmen, what did Bobby Portis hit Nikola Mirotic for?
I think they were arguing about being positive about the Cubs.
There is a soundbite from Albert Almora that Michael Heidemann's looking for where he's comparing the Cubs to the 2004 Red Sox who came back from three games to none down.
Right. With the Dodgers manager leading off that bottom of the ninth, trailing by a run.
Big SB.
Anything's possible.
Wake up those bats first.
Remember who the closer was on that Red Sox team?
Got the last out against Keith Falk.
Keith Falk. Ding, 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 ding.
Weren't you like buddies with Keith Falk?
I still am.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear Al Moore comparing the Cubs to the 04 Red Sox.
They were down 3-0, and I think Millar came out and said, hey, the pressure's on them to finish us off, so we still have to, I mean, everybody, reporters, fans, they count us out by the statistics, but they still got to take care of business, and we're going to make it hard for them.
I got to tell you, you really, 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 really have to want it to even think about and to start doing what it would take to climb this mountain. I don't personally believe they have it. I don't think they have the intestinal fortitude to do it right now. I don't. I think
I'm going to build a mountain.
But if they're, like last year against Cleveland, I did think they had a great chance to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I don't see it. I hope I'm dead wrong. I hope they go out and win tomorrow. I'll change my tune if they do, too. If they win one game, I swear it'll feel different. But right now, I just don't see it.
The chance is tomorrow. You know, I really believe that, especially with a left-hander going against them. I mean, you'll probably see Almora in there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the rest of the lineup's going to look like tomorrow because, you know, it's Joe Maddon, and we have no idea what he'll be doing. But, you know, tomorrow is seemingly the better chance, especially as you move forward. But again, you know, the Dodgers weren't able to do anything ahead in the series last year. Granted, they're a different team than they were last year, and so are the Cubs. But that one win, and he's onto something there too, because that one win just plants a little bit of a seed of doubt. Another home game.
Right.
You know, then 3-2 going home to the Fairweather fans of Los Angeles, and you never know what might happen.
That's an awfully long plane ride for the Dodgers.
Very true. To pack it up and go back.
If they thought they were going to win the NLCS here, and they've got to go back on that plane ride, that's going to be like a 7-hour plane ride.
Yeah.
You know, you can't win four games tomorrow. All you can do is win one. I don't know where I've heard it, but one game at a time.
Last math major right here.
Yeah.
And I will augment my season as a success thing. Don't get swept. Do not get swept. Go out there tomorrow and beat their, can I say ass?
Beat
at
LA.
1249.
Beat LA.
Go win one game tomorrow. Show up like the world champions and crush them one time. And then let's go from there. If you don't go out with a complete whimper, that would really suck.
They're going to win. They're going to win the series. Think of how great Jake Arrieta has been. Think of Jake Arrieta when he got here, a subpar Oriole starter, and think of Jake Arrieta's dominance in the National League, both leagues, the last couple of years.
Seriously, that's going to kick in any minute now.
And he does know
that's going to just ignite.
He knows 100%, Patty, that tomorrow is his last start in a Cubs uniform if he doesn't win, period. Yeah. He ain't coming back.
And it's a team he's no hit.
So
true.
All right.
I really feel like we're going to be able to tell the demeanor and what's going on by the very first inning. If Arrieta's got Arrieta stuff, we're going to know it early.
But if the Cubs'
offense comes through early, I think we're going to know it. And I think I'm talking about more than a home run. I'm talking about more than one run in the first inning. Because one run doesn't mean a whole lot.
Cubs have scored first every game.
But I understand that. But they've scored one run.
I know. It doesn't matter.
I mean, you got to.
And their guy, Alex Wood, hasn't pitched in forever.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think tomorrow is the next best chance. Obviously, I thought tonight the matchup was better for the Cubs.
Professor.
I really thought that the matchup was going to be better for the Cubs.
Well, what also sucked in that first inning tonight, as I use that word way too many times on the radio, Schwarber homers. Brian comes up, rips a shot to left.
Right.
He's on.
They got another hit.
And then Rizzo struck out, but then Contreras ripped a shot to right. You had two on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you can really make a dent here. John Jay struck out, which I don't get the whole John Jay. If John Jay and Ben Zobrist are in the lineup, to me, John Jay's leading off, and Ben Zobrist is in the middle.
Well, unfortunately,
not a huge deal, but it's just kind of odd.
Unfortunately, the Hap argument kind of went out the window a little bit today with that play in center field. I know that it's a tough chance, but every time I see him in center field, he makes one misstep, He's not an outfielder, okay? And I'm not blaming him. I'm not blaming him at all.
Put Elmore in center. Put Ian Happ in left. Joe Madden.
I would put him at second base right now, to be honest with you.
Joe Madden has changed the culture of this team, but yeah. I disagree with several of his decisions. Ian Happ came up in the middle of May. May 13th, he had 24 homers.
I'm not going to argue offensively with
him. He needs to be in the game. He's had four at-bats coming into tonight when he got one at-bat.
But you can't have him and Schwarber in the same outfield.
Well, tomorrow night Schwarber
shouldn't
play.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a lefty. That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Schwarber's not going to play tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm playing Javi tomorrow, and I hope
and I'm not playing Hayward either tomorrow.
No, Jason Hayward
cannot
play.
Right now, and I tried to defend him all last year, and I tried to defend him to you all off season and the beginning of this year.
Right,
but right now, he is where runners on base go to die. I mean, he's left a small village on base.
And the one time that you don't want the guy to swing, or you want him to swing,
yeah,
he comes up with the pitcher on deck and he takes four pitches and walks. It's like the dude, you've been in hitting situation. You've been up 2-0 in the count, swinging at balls out of the zone.
Yeah, put the ball in play.
Put the ball in play, dude. Yeah. Hendrick, come on, man. Okay. All right.
I got that off my chest.
Deep breath.
So what are tickets going for, say, like in the 100 section?
We'll do that during the timeout. Come on back. 720 WGN. One more segment. True Blue.
On his way to second. Going to be a play, and he is out. Baez tagged him. Popped him right in the chest as Puig tried to avoid it. What a throw from Schwarber.
That was a decent moment in time. Line drive off the left field wall. Schwarber with a bullet, getting it back into Baez, who taunted Yasiel Puig, even though the Cubs were down 6-1. But hey.
Remind me of Lamar Houston sacking Tom Brady and dancing down 30 points.
At least he didn't get hurt. Okay, Cubs lost 6-1.
Yes.
They're down 3-0 in the series.
They've only scored 4 runs in 3 games.
We will be on tomorrow. Same deal. After the game, win, lose, or whatever.
What would be the other option?
Rain out? I don't know.
Say there's no draw, you know?
Go 17 innings and we come out in the middle of the Nick's.
Thank you for letting us hijack your show.
Thank you for letting us hijack your show.
No, this is your show. I'm hanging out with you guys. No, True Blue is the scheduled entertainment for the
evening.
We're
definitely hijacking your show, and we definitely appreciate it.
I'm going to go start do some stair climbing.
I don't think you can do that right now. You have your show.
I'm going to do a quick...
What's coming up in the next hour?
Coming up, I didn't really have anything planned. We hadn't decided what we were going to do. No, all of our guests were like, well, we're not starting until 1 a.m., we'll do topics. We're going to talk about Halloween, talk about some hauntings, talk about what you're planning to do. I love Halloween. Now that it's finally cold again, it seems okay.
Do you have your costume picked out, Patty?
I do, actually. We went to Chicago Costume, and I picked out my Amazon Warrior costume.
Nice. Cool.
So that's happening. Yeah, finally found a breastplate I fit in, so...
I used to have the same problem.
I'm very excited about my costume. Thank you. So thank you to Cortland for helping us out with all that. We actually, the costumes, I believe, that were from Merlene's 50th anniversary this week came from Chicago. I believe they came from there. Did you guys go to Merlene's? Okay, never mind. Moving on. So tomorrow, the Cubs.
Marlene and I had a private celebration.
We're very uber focused here, Patty.
Yes, no, I know.
Happy 50th anniversary to Marlene Wells, the king of the world. Andy, great to be with you, buddy.
Hey, good to see you guys and gals.
Are you going to the game tomorrow?
I am not going to the game tomorrow. I'll be coming right here to watch.
Okay. Where did you get? Oh, I should ask off the air where you watched the game. I was trying to find you guys.
We were up in the sports office.
I should go do that.
I was at Marie's Pizza on Lawrence. I don't know if you've ever been there or not.
With taxi driver Bob, our guy.
Your dad was great tonight. He was really funny. He was cool. He was hanging out, buying rounds.
See, that's the thing.
We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for calling, texting, listening. 720 WGN.